I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Taliban takeover of Afghanistan has made life much more dangerous for Christians. But as foreign Christian workers flee, there's good news, too. Shoaib Abadi spoke to the Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
Afghan Christians, they are leading these groups. They are meeting in their homes. They are risking their lives every day. And they are the one who will take the God's word to the people of Afghanistan. They are the one who will share the good news of Jesus Christ with their neighbors, their families, and their friends.
The Taliban wants to impose strict religious law on the country, so they're closely monitoring known Christians. Ibadi estimates Afghanistan holds somewhere between 5,000 to 8,000 Christians. Ask God to protect them and pray their witness to Jesus will attract many to God's kingdom, despite the Taliban.
They are afraid of these smartphones. Younger generation women, they take pictures, they take short clips, videos, what they do.
And persistence pays off in Mexico. More from MNN's Katie Harth.
In order to gain enough trust to share the gospel, missionaries spent years living among indigenous people groups. The pandemic is speeding that process along in parts of rural Mexico. Rather than go home, believers supported by Christian Aid Mission stayed in their villages when COVID-19 reached Mexico. Their presence opened doors of opportunity among previously unreached people groups. The pandemic brought new opportunities for Bible translation, too. These openings came at a high cost. Several translators got COVID-19, and some of them died. And yet, home visits introduced people to Christ who may not have been reached before. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.